Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, July 25th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Rock breaks. Nicola Mining Inc., Zext, NIAM, OTC UKIF, poised for steady production, long-term success in British Columbia. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSXW as NEM and on the OTCQB as HUSEF, has begun processing high-grade gold and silver ore at its Merritt Mill facility in British Columbia. The company expects to process 60,000 tons of ore annually, producing 21,000 ounces of gold equivalent concentrate. CEO Peter Espig expressed excitement over Nicola's transition to a steady producer, taking advantage of current precious metal prices. The company has also expanded its geological team and is gearing up for an exploration campaign at the new Craigmont Project and Treasure Mountain Silver Mine. For more information, visit Nicola Mining's website. EV drone combo trend is gathering momentum. The EV drone combo trend is gaining momentum as more automakers explore configurations that combine electric cars and drones. What started as a novelty is now becoming a new niche in the automotive sector with the introduction of more EV drone combos to the market. Companies like SolarBank Corp are offering renewable energy products, making electric vehicles with drones a reality. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience and enhance their brand awareness. UN reports indicate renewables have reached cost tipping point versus fossil fuel. Two United Nations reports indicate that renewables have reached the cost tipping point compared to fossil fuels. The reports describe a positive tipping point, characterized by a worldwide shift to renewable sources of energy like wind and solar. With other climate-friendly technologies like electric vehicles from companies like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ ELN, also gaining traction in major markets, the goal of taming climate change is becoming more achievable. D. Boral Capital initiates coverage of SolarBank Corp. NASDAQ SUUN, FSCGY2. D. Boral Capital has initiated coverage on SolarBank Corporation, FEY2. The company's strategic shift to asset ownership is key to its long-term revenue growth plan, with the recent acquisition of Solar Flow adding 70 contracted solar assets to its portfolio. Favorable changes in U.S. and Canadian energy policy, along with $100 million financing from CIM Group, support 97 megawatts of U.S.-based solar development. Investors interested in receiving research reports can contact D. Boral Capital directly. For more information and updates on CUN, visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. UGI system upgrades now underway in Lancaster. UGI Utilities, Inc. has kicked off a natural gas main replacement project in the city of Lancaster as part of their commitment to providing safe and reliable service. The project, expected to be completed by the end of September, will impact travel on several streets in the area. Construction will take place Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with potential road closures, detours, and traffic delays. Some interruptions to natural gas service are expected, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. UGI encourages interested parties to contact them for natural gas conversion at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ug.com. For more information about UGI Utilities, Inc., visit www.ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.